So how many folks are inside the pilot house and how many are outside?
Well, let's see, the captain would be there and the captain's phone talking.
Right.
And he can be anywhere. He's usually forward part of the bridge, either from one side to the other. And there would be, up at that time, they had the two forward 40-millimeter guns and there was a 40-millimeter director and up in each corner of the bridge, two guys on that. Inside, you'd have the helmsman and the engine order telegraph. And the junior officer deck might be in there. The officer of the deck, he could be anywhere. Usually he might be back over on the other side from the captain because the captain's conning the ship at that time. And the officer of the deck, is he's not responsible.
Right.
But back in the, there would be a soundman in the sound shack, one or two of them, depending on how many they had. Then back after, we had the torpedoman. There was the torpedo officer because they had the torpedo directors on the after corners of the bridge. Then we had three signalmen that were to be aft on the bridge where the flight bags were to, at general quarters. And then you had the quartermaster watch who was around. That was my job at general quarters, and you just were around the whole bridge. The main thing you did on the general quarters like that was keep the log, the running ship's log, at the direction of the officer, deck, or captain, and assist in the navigation. You didn't have one spot to be in. Like the helmsman, the engine order, telegraph, and these other people, they had one place to be. So up on that bridge level, up above, there's a lot of people. And that was the thing. When a destroyer gets hit, somebody's going to get hurt.
Sure.